Oh my God. Hey everybody, we're back. J2K Podcast in the new J2K Studios. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
Ooh, three Ooh. People. Ooh. So, here we are.
Man, we've had a busy week. You guys went to, you guys went all about.
Yeah.
Where all did you guys go?
Well, first of all, like, when we do this podcast, we start out by having food, and then we talk about everything that we should talk about on the podcast.
I know.
And then I start the podcast, and we're all like, oh, what the fuck do we talk about?
I know.
So I just had to get that
out of the way. We should start just recording while we're eating.
And the food this time, we had Jeff texts both Christine and I, and he's like, hey, guys, we're having chicken salad. What do you think? What do you think of when you hear chicken salad? Christine went out and brought She bought sourdough bread and cute little rolls. She was going to make some chicken salad rolls. She was so excited about it.
Potato chips.
And potato chips for our chicken salad sandwiches.
Some chocolate cream pies, which sound dirty.
And they are.
It was a salad with chicken in it.
And these fucking two, especially Christine, can't, like, let it go.
Well, that's because you were at Costco earlier, and I love their chicken salad. So all I thought about from, I don't know, 2 o'clock on was that I was going to have Costco chicken salad. And then it was like, not that what we ate wasn't good. It was probably way healthier. But I was really, like, had my head wrapped around chicken salad sandwiches.
I could really go for some chicken salad right now.
Go get the mayo.
And also, the teriyaki that Jeff cooked the chicken in exploded all over the kitchen.
And it expired in, like, 2000. And it wasn't refrigerated.
Which is very ironic that teriyaki that expired... Well, you're supposed to refrigerate after opening. And it has been open since 1997 in her cupboard. And this is the person that throws out tuna... That's a day over the expiration date.
I like having...
Am I going to get sick? Am I going to get botulism
We'll let you know on the next podcast how it went.
I feel gassy.
I do have this, like, unrealistic, I do acknowledge it, like, need to overanalyze the use-by date.
Big time.
And I'm scared. And if it is, like, more than, like, a minute... And I understand the difference between use-by and best-by. I'm a little more generous with the best-by.
Well, one's a store and one is a date.
But if it's like over the use by, I throw it out.
And Best Buy is an electronics store.
Yeah, well, I get that.
Exactly.
Yes, that's what it is.
That doesn't have food.
No, I think we've been conditioned to throw everything away when it hits its expiration date.
Yeah. It could be this thing, this way of like everyone wanting you to like throw it out so you buy more.
Have you heard of the people that eat... raw or rotten meat. There's a fad right now of people that are... Have I already talked about this
No.
in the podcast?
Mm-mm.
There's a fad now of people eating raw or they'll purposefully rot meat, like black chicken livers. Chicken livers that are just rotten black.
So like you're eating like...
Yeah.
Like flies would be attracted to it?
Kind of meat. Let's see.
Like how rotten are we talking?
Like how do you say rotten?
Rotten.
How do you say button?
It's
button.
Called, and you guys can Google this at home, it's called high meat. H-I-G-H.
Because it makes you high.
They say it makes you high in gut flora.
Oh, it helps your, like, health, it helps your bacteria in your intestines.
There is a type of meat preparation called high meat by which meat is left to rot and then eaten. During the process, the meat has to be aired very well, which that sounds like it makes it safe. Just air it out. Just air that steak out. It smells weird. Just air it out.
That's fair. Just air it out.
Fermentation or sort of leaving it to rot under these conditions also produces a lot of vitamins.
I don't know. I'd rather just take a multivitamin.
Well, I mean, for years they've been curing meat. It's left out. They salt it, though. I don't know how that process would be different than
rotten.
That.
Salt keeps it from rotting.
Yeah.
These people are purposefully eating.
Well, something's happening with the meat with salt on it. I don't know the process.
Curing.
Yeah, but there's
These people are eating uncured meat.
There's chemical reactions happening in both of those different situations that I'm not sure of.
Okay, a little bit of fermentation.
Scientific shit.
Madame Curie. What?
Food sciencing.
Did we go to the wax museum already?
No, wasn't Madame Curie the one that like did all that fermentation and penicillin and all that crap?
So no, maybe
that was Louis Pasteur, wasn't it?
I have no idea. I'm talking out of my butt right now.
Just making shit up. But I want chicken salad.
I gotta Google it.
So that teriyaki sauce, that rotten teriyaki sauce, yes. It was high teriyaki.
It was. Yeah. That Christine has been making for years.
The botulism is good for you. It's good for you.
And I have to say, it didn't explode. Like, the lid was up a little bit, and I shook it, and it sprayed out all over, and I had to clean it up.
I just got aroused.
Yeah, you did. The lid came up.
Speaking of aroused, let's talk about your coffee canister.
Oh, yeah. I've got a...
Or is it... Wait, it's just your water.
It's
your
a... Water yeah, canister. It's like a double-walled, like, insulated coffee cup.
Air quote, water container.
And it's probably... I'm guessing it's 32 ounces. It's huge. And I use it to drink water out of. But it's... it goes in at the bottom so it can fit in your drink holder in your car.
Tapers.
It tapers a little bit. It's got the taper on it. It looks like a fleshlight, as pointed out by my coworker.
And for those of you not knowing what a fleshlight
is,
it
is... Like me, I had never heard of that
like
before.
Like a pocket vagina or a thing that men use to masturbate with.
And it looks like it's in a larger, old school fleshlight.
Except I have never heard of that.
Instead of a fleshlight on the end, it's a...
vagina. Silicone.
Or a...
butthole.
Oh, dear.
So, I think the funny thing about it
ooh,
is...
ooh, butthole.
I've never heard of... fleshlight?
Fleshlight. Like fleshlight. A flashlight.
Yeah, that makes sense now.
Except with a...
So, I've never heard of a fleshlight.
They don't have a Eat By or a Best Buy on them either.
No. But
and we looked them up. The fleshlight runs about $70. According to the manufacturer, you cannot get it pregnant, and it will not give you the now you see them now you don'ts. So that's a plus.
What is that?
Was that the Google beer goggles?
That's an STD.
Now you see them, now you don't.
Yeah, that's my nickname for.
Is that referring to the partner, or like whatever, or whatever's on your junk?
Either or.
I'm learning all sorts of stuff tonight. You have to tell them the best part about the fleshlights, though, that you can get them modeled over.
Oh, yeah, they have the now you see them, now you don't. Oh. So, you can, they have different models who model their genitalia. They mold it to make these, vajays.
So
it's like you're having sex with your favorite
The process exactly. is but the not. Same. Like, they do it with dudes' penises. They mold penis. Like, you can do that yourself. You can buy a kit.
Uh-huh.
But it's just the outside of the vagina.
The vagine?
Yeah, not the inside.
Oh my god, that would be so creepy. I just thought of, like, something totally weird a guy would do for a girl on, like, their birthday. Like, oh honey, I got you a dildo for your birthday of my penis.
They do that. They have kits where you can do that.
Well, they also do, like, they make...
vacation, masturbate with my vagina, but not.
They do that too, I'm sure.
They make chocolates that are molded off of your butthole. Ooh, butthole.
Okay, so this back to these celebrity genitalia.
Way to bring it back. FYI.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Butthole.
Yeah.
What if you could get like Abraham Lincoln's dong or
how
like
you know?
I know. Where did that like come up in history where they saved it at some
like,
museum?
We have no. We found a cast of his penis and now
not where did it come
for
from
three
in history?
Easy payments.
Where did it come from inside Justin's brain? That's the more interesting
of all the like historical figures. Why would you want Abraham Lincoln?
I'm just saying, like random people. Like here's Pauly Shore's penis.
You have like, you saw how tall like, his hat was, right?
I think he's making up for something. Tall hats back then were like jacked up trucks now.
Well, I was just listening to a podcast and they were talking about like, all, they think that all, oh, this guy thought that there's lizard people or aliens or something, and maybe Abraham Lincoln was one of them. He says all the presidents are
lizard people?
Yeah, like, lizard people. Like, maybe his penis was on his head, and that was the hat was covering it.
Oh, that's a good point.
I don't know.
I've seen a lot of his hat.
I tried to match the weird in your head. I don't know if I can do it.
You don't want in there. You don't want
Holy
in there, buddy.
Crap.
No, but you're right. There are people that think that, there are people that think that a lot of famous people, and people behind the scenes are actually lizard-type aliens.
Right.
And I think these are the same people, or along the same lines as flat earthers and conspiracy theorists.
I don't think so.
A lot of conspiracy. You don't think it's a conspiracy?
Well, I don't think that people that think there's lizard people think the Earth is flat.
No. I'm saying it's along the same lines.
Yeah, I don't think the same sort of people.
Yeah, the same sort of like kooky.
Deal. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Kooky conspiracies.
Yeah. Because the Earth is flat, we can just solve global warming by flipping it over.
Speaking of the world and aliens.
It's cool. Side of the pillow thing.
Yeah.
Let me flip this frickin' pillow over. Blink-182's guitarist left the band to study UFOs and aliens, extraterrestrials. And he just released some footage. I'm pretty sure, in trouble for it now. They don't know where he got it, but it's classified. The Navy came out and they were like, that's classified footage from inside a I'm just going to guess, F-217 Blackfang
jet. I watched it.
Yeah, the footage is crazy where it's, you can see how fat the tracking device inside their helmet or inside their upright their display, it shows how many knots it's going.
The video game screen.
Their jet pilot video game screen for an actual jet. You can see it going extremely fast and twisting and turning, and the pilots who are highly trained are freaking out. I just thought it was cool. I mean, we all know there's aliens, right?
Yeah.
And we've all been abducted, right? But I think it's cool that Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 released the footage.
So he's gone from the band forever?
I'm pretty sure he quit the band. Actually, Alkaline Trio's guitar player has taken his spot.
Oh.
I don't know. You said abduction, and then I thought, butthole! So, I don't know. So, I had some stuff written down here. We have a new super fan.
Mm.
And on Twitter, his handle is @duckfan17. And it's my buddy Matt, who is going to be on the show next week.
Oh, nice.
And he loves this show, and he follows us. And some quotes from him were, like, I posted that picture of me in the Lycra bodysuit.
Oh, yeah.
And her coworker was like, nice moose knuckle.
Oh, yeah.
He said, nice front bum to that picture.
That's good.
Or the AK moose knuckle. And along the lines of the pee hole dabbing, he's a dabber because he doesn't want to make markies in his undie panties.
Drip drop spots. Nobody wants. Yeah.
He's quite possibly a side wiper. He's started to, like, pay attention to his wiping.
Like, not something you think about, right?
Not to go right into the toilet off the bat here, but he was watching the video, and thinks he's more like you, depending on where he poops.
Side wipe, like, left to right and not...
Yeah, or like the lean...
Front to back?
Lean. More like me.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, not squatting, like, half on, but leaning.
The segue off of Matt, who... I love dearly, and I know you guys love him. He's just a kooky, weirdo guy. Like, I just love him. Like,
is this pterodactyl?
No.
Which Matt is this?
He's a supervisor, floor soup security graveyard. Great big guy.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, with the blonde hair.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, we did caricatures at a thing one time, and he had his, like, I had my caricature say, I like boats, and his character said, bread makes me poop. that's pretty fun. So I know you guys will love him. But that's a great segue. The pee hole dabbler is, we talked about the pee, right? Drops on the floor, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I did some research. And do you know What makes pee drops on the tile floor shiny?
I'm going to guess fats or oils dissolved.
Yes!
Yes! Dude! What do I win?
I don't know, but that's so
like
good.
Jeopardy
it is.
100, like.
It is. The fats. Like, that's what does it.
Yeah. That's also, the fats in urine is how he came up with his name, Fats Domino. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. That's how I knew that. I made that up, but.
So made up.
So,
like, we weren't talking about Fats Domino, though.
And I have, I'm just going to be the first to say this, attention deficit disorder.
Oh.
I'm going to get off on a little bit of rant here, but.
We call it ADOS.
Attention to.
Attention deficit. Oh, shiny.
Oh, shiny. So, but it's along the same lines. Do you know how I don't have those shiny pee stains all over my house?
Because you dab? No, you don't dab.
You're OCD and you clean up too.
I'm going to say this right now. If, Jeff, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You're sitting down, taking a duke.
Oh, the double deuce.
And you have to urinate.
You're a pee ear sitter.
What do you do?
I pee.
You aim it down and pee, right?
Well,
hold on.
Mine
wait.
Hangs down into the bowl. I'm at an age where I have to be careful the water's not too high that I'm fucking floating the nuts.
That's fine. That's fine.
You get a little water
that's a whole other side story.
This water's deep and cold.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say, let me give you a scenario. Lights are completely off in my apartment.
Yeah.
Children are asleep.
Right.
Without turning the lights on, without making it, I do stealth pee. I'll go in, sit down on the pot, aim it down, aim for the rim a little bit. I sit to pee a lot. I'm gonna be honest.
That's not a revelation to me. That's what I do all the time.
But people make it such a masculinity thing.
Oh,
don't
even fucking get me started with a fucking social bullshit that's been pushed on us since we're kids.
I prefer the sit pee. It's cleaner.
J2K followers.
Pee all over the
Christine also sits to pee. So J2K followers, we're gonna need you to jump on this bandwagon here. We're starting a movement called Sit to Pee. You can hashtag it if you want to. But you know, let's stand up for this. I'm sick of people saying guys are
you want them to sit down though?
Guys are pee words. You know what? Maybe let them stand and piss all over their bathroom floor and piss off their girlfriends even more.
Well, look, check this out, okay?
And you can multitask.
Check this out.
Both your hands are free.
Hey, check this out.
Right?
Multitasker. She's playing a game while she's doing this. So, I sit to pee, and I still get piss on the floor.
But you don't always sit to pee, though. Like, when I've walked by,
98% of the time.
Oh, really?
I don't always
either.
I don't
know that often.
I've got mad
aim. I mean, I stand to pee at work because there's urinals.
Oh, yeah.
And it's easy.
And maybe I'll have a urinal in my house when I grow up.
Check this out. You said, do you know how that we keep the pee from being on the floor? And you sit to pee. I just said I sit to pee and I still get pee on the floor. But what I've taken to doing now since the last podcast where we talked about it two podcasts ago, when I get out of the shower and I'm wet, I fucking run my wet foot across the floor at the base of the fucking toilet and I clean that fucking pee up.
Why don't you do it before you get in the shower so you can wash your urine foot off?
He doesn't care because remember he bathes in his urine. Remember he pees in the bathtub and then he floats in it?
My pee is fucking clean,
dude. Did we talk about this?
Yeah.
You float in... Oh, my God.
It's like the first or second.
I didn't want to have to drag this up again, but when I get in the tub, the first thing that happens, I pee.
Were you stung by a jellyfish?
No.
But
if I was, I would have the fucking counteracted diluted...
I'm going to say... We've been talking about bathroom stuff for way too long.
We always do.
But I'm going to say most people pee in the shower. Peeing in the bathtub, that's a whole different animal.
Hey.
Like shower, yeah.
Whatever pisses in the pool. Who fucking cares? Okay?
There's chlorine in the pool.
So?
I mean, I'm going to drink it still, but only a little
bit.
What
did you say when you rubbed my arm today? Baby, you're so soft.
I did. And
how do you know that's not my pee?
Sometimes I joke, it's your urine.
She doesn't. She just made that up.
No, I have said that, haven't I?
No.
Oh, I wanted to say it.
Yeah, well, you should start since you're going to lie about it.
This podcast... This podcast brought to you by new Yurdens lotion. Yurdens. It's urine soft.
It's like urine bath bombs.
Urine like... the tub. Okay. So I'm going to keep it in the bathroom, but not about the toilet. I want to talk about, I used to have, and I didn't realize that it was an addiction, and maybe it's not. Maybe people will say it's bullshit, but I started to be involved with the PTAs, and you go to hotels a lot, and I would take all the shampoo and conditioner and lotion, and always, and guess what? I fucking got so much of that stuff, like, it looks like a problem. And so, serious. Like, are you familiar with the Malibu Passageway, like, addiction place? Like, yeah, the guy on TV, and he's like, I used to be an addict, but now I'm not. Like, being in recovery, like, everybody's like, that guy's so full of shit. Because he's just capping on 12-step programs, and me personally, I think 12-step programs are the way to go. You have to completely commit and surrender to it, blah, blah, blah. But I had a problem. I had a problem with the fucking samples or the whatever they give you in the hotel. I have up in the shower right now, in the shower caddy, there's one whole tray filled.
And this isn't something, you can't just mix shampoos. It doesn't work. Do you mix the shampoo? Like, mix do you pour them all into one bottle and make like a suicide shampoo?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've tried to do that with hand soap before, and it gets, like, all runny.
Well, did you just do one, and then a foam one, and another one?
No. Same these kind? These were the gel.
Like, Pantene was going together with, like, Super 8 with, like, Motel 6.
It's a suicide shampoo.
Never.
The only thing I've ever seen, like, a hotel do is the fucking bar soap with their label on it, not the shampoo. Come on.
I would argue different.
You should put these on Craigslist. Maybe you can get a
I'm trying to get my daughter to use them all, but she's like, I brought my own.
Maybe you could cap on
this. That's because she's a girl and we all have our own special shampoos.
Oh
like.
My god, I thought that would have more legs, but it doesn't really have any legs.
Shampoo. I'm in the middle, I can't.
So, I bought some, 26. I don't have hair, for those of you who don't know me. I am bald-een. I'm bald-een. But I have a beard.
But you shave it, though, right?
Yeah,
you
I buzz my head.
Do you and wash your beard?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I bought some beard wash on Amazon. Apparently, it got too hot traveling to me in the summer, and it liquefied it. It separated it.
Your
and
beard
it was,
or the
it, no,
wash?
It's beard shampoo, not
He's
my beard.
He's shipping his beard.
I was like, I was thinking,
you
like,
can't play your game and do the podcast
no,
at the same time. You're not even
the shampoo
attention.
Did not beard. Liquefy my beard.
Yeah, no, I was like, his beard was getting all liquidy or something.
So
sweaty.
I emailed the company, and to guilt trip them into getting it to me faster, I told them that I'm bald and don't own shampoo, and I've had to wash my beard hair with bar soap. And the guy's reply was like, oh, God, don't do that. Use a light shampoo.
So it separated like oil and water?
Kind of. It doesn't lather anymore. It's just liquidy.
Just from like getting warm.
Exactly what happened to the hand soap when I mixed stuff together. Yeah. So, I'm glad your suicide shampoo turned out. You're a monster.
Well, I just mix the shit. I mix it. Whatever. I don't even care.
You're a monster.
But I have, like, I use the shampoo, like, 3 times a week when I shower, like, every other time. And it's a dander shampoo because I'm really dry scalp. And I use it on my head and my beard. I let it sit. And then I wash my body and face. And I wear they're like scrubber gloves.
His little gloves, like charcoal gloves.
They're like a box.
Exfoliate up in
a
that
box,
stuff.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, what are those
my
black
waxer.
Gloves? So he brought them with us on the road trip and he put the black gloves in this like Ziploc bag. Yeah. And my mom's like, what are those black gloves that Jeff has?
Well,
that's what he has his alone time
the
with.
The chick that waxed my business told me to get those. So
like
that you
black
can exfoliate.
Charcoal gloves. Yeah.
Specifically your business?
Well, everywhere.
Your body. Like
it's kind of cool to just have whatever on your hands, right?
He's all like, yeah, I'm lotioning that up. Or I'm soaping
I tried
it
that.
Up.
It's really rough.
Like exfoliating
It's really
your
rough.
Beard,
it's good for my It's good for my private acne.
Like, if you are, like, if porn has ruined you, you have to get those gloves just to jerk off.
Yeah.
Hey, so I have a question. Get some sensation. I don't want to bring all the reasons why I'm asking this question up, because it's for private reasons. But have you ever masturbated, not, like, personal, but someone I know who might be listening. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, like, as a dude, obviously I don't know this because I don't have a wiener. Have you ever masturbated so many times in, like, a short period of time where you've gotten a sore on your wiener? Has that happened, or are you not doing it right?
Not on the outside. Okay. But
you got a sore on the sore, inside?
Not, I haven't gotten a sore, but I've been sore.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, same.
Is that person doing it wrong?
That got a sore on the outside?
Yeah.
They are dry knuckling.
What are they using,
it.
A spatula?
I think they're just using their hand.
Yeah, they're dry fisting it. That's unhealthy.
Okay. So I'm like, I didn't know that was, like, you could do that. Like, I didn't know you could, like, actually physically hurt yourself.
Yeah, they're probably like a lumberjack and have calluses.
This is a crazy turn in the podcast, but yeah.
I'll tell you.
But I will
say, oh God,
this.
Here we go.
But the skin around your wiener moves separate of your wiener, like,
yeah.
Almost like a fleshlight would do. If you have foreskin still, even more so. But because of society's bullshit, I don't have one.
Same.
But, yeah.
Did you want a foreskin?
They say it adds.
Chicks love foreskin.
I've never been with anyone who has a foreskin.
They really love five skin. No, they say it adds sensitivity.
That's five head.
Like, for the man, obviously.
For the girl, too.
Oh.
Well, they say it adds... I think the doctor, when they asked me if I wanted to get my kids cert, which is just brutal if you've seen, like...
I know, I can't believe I did that
the
to
tools
my son.
And stuff they use, that it's brutal.
Well, the tools, whatever, but they just yard this thing.
Yeah, and just hack it off.
Yeah,
but
horrible.
And I'm pretty sure they botched mine. I think I lost a few inches. Just joking. So,
they're gonna be like, I feel like there's this little bit of extra skin.
You know how, like, guys' penis heads are like mushrooms, kind of, you know, yeah. Bulbous. His is flat.
Damn it!
It's to quote Will Ferrell, it's got a toenail on the end of it.
What?
I have a really stupid question because I don't know.
I love this. Keep going.
Like, I've never actually looked at this. Where is the foreskin? Is it just on the mushroom part?
It starts at...
Or is it the whole thing?
It starts just below the head, and it goes around.
Okay, so it's not like your shaft has extra skin that's been removed.
It's part of it.
Part of the shaft.
Part of the shaft.
Part of the shaft.
Yeah, part of the skin.
So it kind of sounds like...
Check it out,
cat.
Man.
Since we're talking...
See,
this,
we don't need to whip out your wiener.
Dude,
just
that,
I need to see your wiener.
So,
that's like the skin on my wiener right there.
I know what right a there. Wiener looks like.
Let me...
So if it extended out, it would be the foreskin.
I don't know. I've heard a lot of women haven't seen their vagina, but if you have, it's a lot like the hood for the clit.
Okay, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
We're getting deep into some anatomy.
I know. I've never been with a guy who has a foreskin. I never Googled it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
We can do a whole podcast on.
Well, I believe that
foreskin.
Well, why do
religious,
they remove it?
Religious.
Why is it removed? I don't know.
I believe the religious people, like, called it dirty and that, you know, like, you
they
can
didn't
get
have
infections.
Soap back then.
And, yeah.
Can it cause infection now?
If you don't clean it, but.
Yeah. You have to clean it properly.
Okay.
You just pull the skin back and
do you know,
away
do
you
do you guys
go.
Know people who have it?
Oh, my dad.
Oh.
Yeah. My dad was never circumcised. My both of my sons have not been circumcised.
Oh.
So, for me, this is weird we're talking about this, but for me, not having, or having been circumcised, you know, I have to, like, get advice from the doctor, like, you know.
How do I tell my son how to clean
exactly.
This?
Yeah. Because yeah. It's, yeah.
Because yours
it's
looks
got
different.
Some upkeep.
Not yours that, looks different yeah. than theirs.
Yeah. I'm also curious, like, not that this is a conversation you would ever have with your mom, but you're like... Mom, was sex, like, better with dad?
Because oh, my God.
Or more.
I'm sure you could. Well, I'm sure you could read, like, testimonies
I dated a girl that had sex with dudes with foreskins and without, and she preferred the foreskin. It was,
like, it felt
it was less
pleasurable.
Dry feeling and
oh.
Some yeah. Forey. had a little bit of
4. It was euphoric.
So then, like, moving forward, like, as a girl, you only want to date people who have foreskin. So on your, like, match.com profile.
Yeah, I have a foreskin. Foreskin. Swipe right.
Foreskin only apply.
I'm a foreskin only girl.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, foreskins. Even.
You need to explain the voice because you keep like doing it. Oh. So people know why. Well, you're so being just weird.
The first question that was asked on this podcast tonight was where'd we go?
Yeah.
And we talked about it on our little short podcast that we did from the opulent French, Spanish, English hunting condo.
Which I finally found the plug to in the bathroom. Did I tell you how there was like no plug in the bathroom?
No. Oh, really?
Babe, that was just us at the condo. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Nobody knows.
Okay.
Anyway, we left here on a Friday morning and drove my own special way to Newport.
We got lost, like, before we even left, Newport. Like, an half hour outside.
So, like, minutes into this road trip with her mom and brother, who I've never met before, I have us lost in the fucking mountains behind Dallas.
I'm
sure it's this way. Like, I don't even, like, care. I'm just driving off
the mountains. And for the record, there's, like, no direct road to...
No, there is.
Well, it was kind of roundabout.
But I went to, like, there's the Siletz Road dumps you out right south of Lincoln City.
Uh-huh.
Well, I passed that. And so the next road drops you out in Newport.
Newport.
So, but we were all up in between that, up in the mountains. And, like, so she's on her phone... Her brother's on his phone, like...
No signal.
No
Google.
Signal.
Well, they get it, and then they don't. And, like, her mom's like, I brought my Garmin.
I know, my mom
it hooks to the satellite.
Obsessed with the Garmin.
She plugs that fucker in, and it gets us right where
but
we
the
need
to go. But the funniest part
really?
Was she kept going...
Yeah.
I kept telling her, don't
bring
the Garmin.
From her.
Yeah, I bought her a Garmin, like, I think it was last Christmas, because I got lost in New York.
I even poo-pooed it. I'm like, you don't need a Garmin.
And I was like, we all have smartphones, you're good. And then
Jeff poo-pooed it.
And we needed the Garmin.
And I was like, well, thank God for the Garmin.
We were, like, up there by, like, hey, you got a pretty mouth, boy. Sort of shit.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and luckily we were able to keep driving because of the Garmin instead of stopping. As soon as you stop, like you get shot with an arrow and then fucking it's all the tow truck pulls up.
That Garmin sounds awesome. And this is completely off subject, but my birthday's coming up. Did you guys know that?
My birthday's coming up too.
Oh, is it?
Wait, aren't we close to birthday buddies?
Are we birthday buddies? Wait. October 5th.
Oh, that's right. I'm the 6th.
Ooh, birthday buddies.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, you gotta finish telling the story though about the
even.
So it just became a thing.
Like, I don't know how it happened, but we started to respond to stuff, me and Mike joking around.
Mike's my brother.
With like, ooh, like fancy, or ooh, you know, whatever. Like they'd say,
oh,
look
at
that
beautiful lake. Ooh.
Ooh, a lake.
Because we were like doing mostly like outside.
And then
like,
I realized, like, I don't know if you're familiar with the old cartoon Snagglepuss.
Oh, it's Snagglepuss.
Yeah.
Definitely Snagglepuss.
So I started adding even at the end. Ooh, a lake even.
And then like by the end, it was just like everything.
Yeah, it was... Yeah. Ooh, Ranger Jeff. What's the cedar tree smell like?
Ooh, a foreskin.
Cedar. Yeah. Ooh, pee droplets on the floor. Shiny, even. Oh, my God.
We were just... I think it's probably also, like, after you're on the road for 10 days of, like, sleeping in the same room with three other people, getting up really early, staying up late. We're all, like... Semi-delirious also.
So I was reading part of, or I heard this in a freaking podcast. I don't know where I hear this stuff. Maybe I dreamt it. But part of love languages and loving the people you're with is, and your family, you build, and part of your little circle culture are these little inside jokes that we have.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, ooh.
Pure connection.
Yeah, it's connection. And it's just you and them. You guys bond. Like, people bond with that. I think it's magical. Like, the little inside jokes we have.
My family has so many of those things. Like, every time we write letters to each other, we always sign it with, like, your daughter or your dad. Because my grandmother wrote letters to my dad and sign them as your mother. So now it's just like this tradition that we've kind of just carried on.
In case you didn't know who wrote it.
Yeah. Like, I don't say my name. I say, oh, but sometimes I'll go, your daughter, you know, Christine, just in case you forgot my name.
Thanks, Mom. And by the way, this is Justin, your son.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But I love that. I love that. That's good stuff.
One of you.
Yeah. Yeah. That we have these like little culture within our little group, you know, where we do weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like even with my coworkers, we just burn each other all the time. Just pick on each other nonstop. And that's our little like thing, our inside joke. Yeah. Anyway, moving along.
Right. So in the interest of the podcast, like going on, there's some dates coming up where we won't be able to get together. So we're going to cut this one short and we're going to do another one right after this, but you won't know what time it'll be.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
You're in our group. Right.
What? Who is?
Justin. He's now doing the ooh.
Oh. Ooh. Extra podcast.
Yeah. Hey, Mikey, if you're listening, Justin's one of us now. So remember that we are on Facebook, J2K Podcast, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, at J2K Podcast, J2K Podcast @gmail.com. Hashtag... totes dope AF.
Hashtag,
and what's the new one?
Hashtag sit to pee.
Sit to pee. And our old favorite hashtag sit or stand. Remember? That's how we started, right? So we like to say, you like podcasts.
We like podcasts at J2K.
Oh, and then I forget to do that. Hey, you guys, the podcast isn't over yet. I forgot. A new segment that I want to do is, what did we learn tonight? No, what did we just learn?
This is like grade school thing a little bit. I like this. Like,
well, if a rainbow went over my head, it would be the more you know.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, I think that's Dell or something.
No, the more
that's
you
Intel.
Know. No, Intel's ding. No, I can't remember that
it's
one.
It's bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, what did we learn tonight?
The Intel jingle.
We learned that. We learned
don't
that
dry jerk off.
Don't dry knuckle it when you J-O.
Right?
Yeah.
And we learned about, shit, I just forgot what I was going to say.
It'll give you the fist and blisters. Also my new band name.
Dusty Knuckles.
The old dust knuckle.
Oh, yeah. Fat in your pee makes pee it shiny.
And that Fats Domino, the origin of his name, fat. Is from urine fat.
Yeah, and... jerking off so much that you gave yourself a sore.
That's where the domino comes in.
That's actually what Blueberry Hill means.
Oh.
Is a bruise on your wiener.
Oh, Jesus. I got the Blueberry Hills.
I thought it was like found my gorilla.
So, I think that's what we've learned tonight.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
J2K.
At J2K. Whoa.